Hello, good evening everyone. Thank the Lord for this opportunity to share the Word of God tonight. First of all, I would like to read the scripture which is taken from Luke chapter 9 verses 57 to 62. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nets, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. May God bless our scripture reading. Tonight, I would like to share the topic is about the cost of following Jesus. A true follower is the one who accepts another person's direction and commits to walking where he leads. As a believer, to be a follower of Jesus is more than just believing, but walking in his steps, obeying his words, and sharing his sufferings. Jesus never promised us to an easy road, but a narrow one that leads to life. Many people admire and follow Jesus for his miracles and teachings, but when he spoke about sacrifice, many turn away. If we look at Luke chapter 9, we can see that Jesus feed the 5,000 and the confession of Peter and the transfiguration. Then, when it comes to verses 51, it starts with the turning point of the story. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. This shows a lot of emphasis and a strong way of description that Jesus faced toward Jerusalem. And the way it is written shows no turning back. And in this final journey of Jesus, he spoke about the cost of following him. It can be seen from Luke chapter 9, verses 57 to 62, which is the text taken for tonight's message. And this is where he meets three people and has three conversations with them. And Jesus teaches that true discipleship requires sacrifice, urgency, and commitment. Because we ought to know that following Jesus Christ is not a part-time decision, but a lifelong commitment to ourselves and to him. So tonight, let us focus on three requirements. The first requirement is sacrifice. Why do we need to sacrifice? Or what is sacrifice? Sacrifice means giving up something precious to you. In verses 57 and 58, we can see the first conversation between Jesus and a certain man. And it came in verses 57, it says, And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And if we look at Matthew 8:19, we can see that that certain man is addressed as a scribe. A scribe can consider as a teacher, writer, and expert in the law of Moses. And they usually they help in copying the scripture. And what did he say to Jesus? Lord, I will follow thee. whithersoever thou goest. But Jesus knew his heart. So if we look at verses 58, and Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nets, but the Son of Man had not where to lay his head. Here Jesus mentioned himself as the Son of Man. Jesus used this name 83 times in the gospel, and this is pointing to the messianic title. This is showing that and refers to the humanity and humility of Jesus Christ. And this is the theme of the gospel of Luke, and which is that Jesus is the Son of Man. So this title reminds us that even though he is the Son of God, he chose to live as a humble man. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. This is showing us how our Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed for us. Even when we look at the way he incarnate as a human being, it's already a big sacrifice for him. Philippians 2 verses 6 to 8. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and what was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We can see clearly how our Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed and how it is precious for us. Like this scribe, we may say that, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. Of course, from his perspective, he may only see that Jesus can perform miracles, he can heal, he can do a lot of things. However, he did not realize that the path that Jesus was walking was toward the cross. It is sacrificing. He was enthusiastic and sincere, but his enthusiasm was somewhat shallow. He wanted the glory of following Jesus Christ, but not the hardship, not the sacrifice. So, as a result, there is no mention of this scribe at verse 58, meaning he disappeared. My dear brother and sister in Christ, why do we follow Christ today? Some people follow Christ for their own benefit. When Jesus was on the earth, some people follow him just to see the miracles or free food like 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And some people followed Christ because they came from a Christian family. So what about you? What is our purpose in following Christ? If we don't see the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus made, we will disappear and run away like this scribe, because the path we are following right now is not an easy road. Do we really know the path we are following right now? Following Christ means being willing to give up comfort for the sake of God's kingdom. Now, I would like to move to my second point that requires urgency. From verse 59, we can see the second conversation. Jesus called the man directly, follow me. And Matthew 8:21, that man is identified as another of his disciples. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. This showed that the man already had some interest or commitment to Jesus, but he did not fully obey Jesus yet. And when he replied, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father, it seemed like a reasonable request. However, the phrase, suffer me first, showed that he is delaying in his obedience. He's placing his priorities before the call of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, in Jewish culture, burial was considered an important duty, especially for a son. But in this case, and also most scholars agree that the man's father was likely not dead yet, but aging or near death. And his request meant, let me wait until my father dies, then I will follow you. And even in John MacArthur's commentary, explained that the phrase, I must bury my father, was a common figure of speech, meaning, let me wait until I receive my inheritance. In other words, he's waiting to get the inheritance from his father. So it's clear that he put the word as the first priority over the calling of Jesus Christ. But if we look at Matthew 4:19-22, Peter and Andrew, once they received the calling of Jesus, immediately left all their nets and followed Jesus Christ. There is a big difference between these two cases. Also in Luke 14:26, explained that anyone who loves family more than Jesus cannot be his disciple. So we need to remind ourselves who or what is our first priority. And Jesus replied in verse 60 in a strong way. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Actually, Jesus was not harsh toward his family duty, but he was emphasizing the urgency and the importance of God's calling and preaching of the gospel. And the word dead here pointing to those who do not have Christ in their life. So Jesus is not saying we should ignore the spiritual dead in a careless way, but rather he means don't get trapped by the worldly priorities that spiritually dead people focus on. The reason is that our mission is a higher calling from the Lord, which is to preach and to share the word of God with them. If we look at the way Jesus spoke, has a lot of emphasis. Go and preach. And both of them are using in an imperative way of saying and giving command. This is showing the urgency of the gospel. Why? Why Jesus used the urgency way of saying? Let us look at the world now. Our world is falling far away from the Lord. Year by year, people are turning away from the Lord. Many people are doing what is right in their own eyes. They do not understand or don't want to listen to the word of God. So, if we don't go and preach, then who will go? Matthew 9:37-38. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Third, it requires commitment. Now, we come to the third conversation. But this is not recorded in Matthew. And this person also approached Jesus and said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. The word but is showing the problem here. He wants to follow Jesus, but he has something else to do. You may think that what is wrong with saying farewell to the family first? He seems reasonable and polite. But if we look carefully, the way this person said, I will follow you, but let me first. That word but and first combination show that he had a divided heart. His way of speaking showed that his family is more important than his calling. Matthew 10:37-39. Jesus said that whoever loves family more than him is not worthy of him. If we look at the prophet Elisha, also asked to say to his parent when Elijah called him, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. We can see in 1 Kings 19:20. But there is a key difference between Elisha truly said farewell to his parents and now case. He slaughtered his oxen and he burned the plowing equipment as firewood to cook the meat. This is what our Lord Jesus wanted this man to do the same thing. The man in Luke only asked permission, but did not do anything at all. But rather, he was still negotiating the timing. What did Jesus say is related to what Elisha did? Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus now gives him a clear picture of a plowman. Actually, as a farmer is plowing the field, he must focus and look forward to making straight line for the farming. But if he look back, the plowing will go crooked and it will be uneven. Jesus say that if a person is in the work of ministry and follows Jesus, but he is looking back to his past life, like the way this man looked back at his family, such a kind of person is not fit for the kingdom of God. And the word fit means useful, suitable, or ready for service. This means that he is useless in the work of the ministry because he has a divided and unstable heart. Philippians 3:13-14. Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. The Christian life requires focus and persevere. We cannot get distracted by other things or these worldly things. We cannot follow Christ fruitfully if we're looking back. We must burn the bridges when we follow Christ. I would like to share one of the popular battle in the history of Myanmar, which is about the Battle of Nam Yeol. In this battle, King Dabin Shui Ti and General Bayanal, they go to Mon Empire to fight them, and they cross the river using boat. They didn't know that the amount of the army in the Mon Empire, but when they reached to the other side, they saw that they need to fight a lot of enemies, and they knew that they cannot fight against them. Also, they cannot run back. So the general Bajenao and King Dabinshuti, they burn all their boats in order to fight all those enemies, even though they know that it's a lot and they cannot fight against, but they burn all their boats so that they can fight against them, and that their focus will only be to win against the Mon Empire. And they really won the battle because they burn their boats. So here we can see that how it is important to burn our bridges or boats, or not to looking back our past life, but to always focus to following our Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight's message is not just only for full-time minister, but also for all the believer. The cause of following Jesus requires our sacrifice, requires urgency, and requires commitment. Like the soldiers who burn their boats at the Naoyu battle, there is no turning back once we choose to follow Christ. The true disciples must focus on the Lord, move forward for His ministry, no matter the cost. May God bless our devotion.